Well, if you're ready for the word, somebody shout, bring it on. You know, it's my custom to stand for the reading of God's word. I feel like it's a significant thing I have to say today. About 2 weeks ago, I got up in the morning and I had this sense in my time with the Lord. The Lord spoke to me and he said, the wind is at your back. In other words, some of us have been in a season of laboring. Can I get a witness here from real people? But the Lord said this thing is shifting. I feel like it's already shifted for me. But I feel like for many in this room, God's about to shift some things. And we're going to go from labor and straining to the wind at our back. And we're going to set our sails. And we're going to take ground. We're going to see victory. Do I have at least 11 people in the room that can believe it? How many of you are ready for God to supernaturally and sovereignly move in your situation? So I have a download from heaven today. Yesterday I was busy. I got my youngest daughter married. Come on, somebody. So I'm running on that marriage fuel right now. But here we go. They came back. I was in the back and they said, something's happening. They're calling for you. I'm going to the bathroom. You know, right before I came out here, you got to do the necessary things. Can I get a witness? But this is going to be good. Acts 2:2. And suddenly, somebody say suddenly. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house. Lord, don't just fill part of the house today. Fill the whole house. Don't just fill this house. Fill my house. Somebody say, fill my house, Lord. Hallelujah. It filled the whole house. I'd like to take a few minutes and teach and preach today along these lines. The wind is with us. I dare you to tell your neighbor, the wind is with us. Yeah, it may not feel like it. It may not look like it. But some of us are sensing that there's a shift taking place and the wind is with us. I came to prophesy to somebody here today and tell you that things are shifting in your life and God is going to bring a wind and fill your sails, because whatever he said, it shall not be frustrated. He will bring it to pass. How many of you are ready to walk with the wind of God? Come on. Slip up your hands, precious, and let's get in this oil together. Lord, here and around the world by live stream and our live stream church and now in Palatka, we are joining together and we ask you to anoint this time in your word. Do exactly what you want to do. Lord, encourage us. Take a hold of our minds, our hearts, our issues, and our situations, and let us know that the wind is with us. Hallelujah. There was a rushing mighty wind in that upper room, and I'm telling you, that wind that was in that upper room, it's with us today. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. Now, if you believe that the wind is with us, open up your mouth and give God a shout and give him a praise. Come on, shout in such a way that your neighbor might think you're a little bit off. Come on. Hallelujah. You can be seated. The last several weeks have been something for me personally. I've seen things transpire so supernaturally. I've seen breakthroughs for our churches and for our ministry. And I felt like, as I said a couple of weeks ago, that the Holy Spirit spoke to me and he said, the wind is with you. And I felt like I needed to release that today. Because there are seasons in every believer's life. Are there any believers here today? Okay, I got a few of you. I said, are there any believers here today? The kind of believers that keep believing when all hell is breaking loose. The kind of believers that keep believing when things aren't going the way that you hoped that they would go. And there are times and seasons in our life and moments when every believing believer knows that I'm rowing against the wind. That we have seasons when it's just plain hard. We have seasons when everything in life seems difficult because it seems like we're having to get to where we know we're supposed to go and we're having to do it by our own effort. Mark 4 tells us that the disciples were in a boat and they were in a great windstorm and the waves beat the boat until it was filling up with water and they were afraid. And then in John 6, it gives us another example of another night when the same sea that they were on, the wind was contrary and they were straining with the oars because the wind was against them. It wasn't that the wind was absent. It wasn't that it was flat. No, the wind was contrary and against them. And they had been instructed by Jesus to go to the other side. And they're trying to get to the other side. They're trying to get to where Jesus told them to go. And the wind was against them. They're trying to operate in the word that was given to them. But the wind was against them. What do you do in life? What do you do when you're obeying the command of the Lord? What do you do when you know you've heard his word and you're doing your best to do your best to get where he told you that you were to go and it feels like the winds of life are against you? Can I talk to some real people here today? Because some of us know what it is to survive seasons just like that. And some of you are here today and you've been right there, and even you are right there. You've been rowing against resistance and you're tired and you're worn out and you say, I don't have the strength to row anymore. Apostle, I can't do this anymore. You've been rowing against a marriage that will not shift to change. You've been rowing against a business or a financial problem that won't seem to ease up or turn. You've been rowing against a body and your health that your health won't line up and you can't seem to walk in healing. You've been rowing against a prodigal son or daughter and the more you pray, it seems like the more they stray. You've been rowing against a breakthrough or for your purpose to manifest because it's just rowing and rowing and it feels like the wind is against you. Those disciples rowed, y'all, and the wind was contrary. It was opposite of what they desired. And what do you do in life when everything seems to be opposite of what you hoped that it would be? And this is long obedience. They're continuing to row. They're doing their part. They're doing what God said, what the Lord said to them. And there are times when you're doing your part and you're rowing, but you're not seeing what you want to see, but you know that the destination has not changed. You know, precious, that the promise has not changed. You know that the assignment over your life has not changed. So you say, Lord, even though it's long obedience, and even though I'm not seeing what I want to see, I still believe what you said to me is yes and amen. And even if I have to strain, I'm going to strain, but I'm not going to quit or give up, because if you said the other side, then I'm going to the other side. If you said my children are going to be saved, then they will be born again. If you said that I'm going to see a breakthrough emotionally, then I will see one. The same wind that was resisting them was so intense and they are rowing. But I hear the Lord say, and I felt it in my spirit over the last several weeks, the same wind, somebody say the same wind. The same wind that has been resisting us is shifting. And when it shifts, we will not need to row in our own strength. Here's the word that I have today. Church, put up your oars, set your sails. The wind is with us. The same wind that was resisting us is now assisting us. I don't know who can receive that today, but I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus that the same wind that has been our resistance and the enemy thought that he was going to defeat, delay, and destroy our purpose and destiny and hold us from getting to our destination that the Lord spoke over our life, Jesus is coming on the water, baby. He's about to flip that script, and the same wind that was resisting us is now now assisting us, because in the name of Jesus, no weapon that is formed against us shall be able to prosper. I need somebody who's ready for the Lord to just turn this thing around. Give him praise like you believe if he's done it before. He can do it again. It's been long obedience for some of us. We go in those seasons where we row and we strain and we do our best. So today, I don't want to just unpack a word. I want to unpack a windy word. That's not just for here. That's for Palatka. Come on, somebody. Now here it is. Exodus 14 says this, 21 and 28. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east, what? Wind, all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. We know the story. The children of Israel walked across on dry ground, but let's don't stop there. Then that was pursuing them, Pharaoh's army, the waters flowed back, verse 28, and covered the chariots and horsemen and the entire army of Pharaoh, and not one of them survived. So here's the first thing I want to unpack with you. The same wind that delivers you destroys your enemies. Now, I'm not saying God's gonna kill people just because you don't like them. Come on. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is this, that God will destroy agendas of the enemy. That the spirit behind the people, come on somebody. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. I'm not wanting God to kill anybody or drown anybody over in the Halifax River. Come on. But what I do want is every agenda against my life, purpose, and destiny, I want that defeated, not by might or by power, but by the wind of the Holy Spirit. Israel was trapped. The Red Sea was in front of them, right? Pharaoh's army of 600 chariots was closing in behind them. And the mountain was pressing in on both sides. And there wasn't a bridge long enough. There wasn't a boat big enough. There was no natural way through. Every voice of logic that spoke in that camp was telling them it was over. Have you ever looked at things logically? Have you ever looked at things with good common sense and said, this is it? It ain't gonna work out. This is the way it's going to be. But that's when you need to be more theological than logical. Come on, logic means knowledge. Now theological, theo means God. So you gotta get theo involved. Tell your neighbor, get Theo involved. Because, see, theology is God knowledge. Logic is your knowledge. It's what you know. It's what you comprehend. But unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, far above anything that we can ask or think. I'm tired of being limited by my own logic. I'm tired of being limited by my own reasoning. I am ready to move out of my world and move into his and know that if God is for me, then who can be against me? God didn't send an army, y'all. He didn't send a boat. He didn't send a bridge. He sent a wind. And that wind, the Bible said it blew all night long. It tells me that that deliverance wasn't instant. It tells me that it didn't happen in a moment. It was a process through dark hours when Israel waited and they watched, not knowing when it would finally be dry enough for them to walk across on dry ground. And some of you have been in the middle of an all-night wind. Some of you have been in the middle of a situation that doesn't seem to want to shift, but I came this morning to tell you the same God that moved it for Israel can move it for you. Because by morning, somebody say by morning,
The sea was dry ground, and Israel walked through the very place that should have drowned them. I've come to tell you today that weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. I'm trying to teach this thing, but I feel a little bit of victory getting in my spirit. I need to tell somebody in the mighty name of Jesus that whatever it is that the enemy has before you, there is still a God that can move it out of the way. By morning, look down your row and say, good morning. Yes, I feel a good morning in my spirit. I feel like something is shifting in the name of Jesus. But what I love, precious, is that scripture didn't stop there. I said scripture didn't stop there. Pharaoh's army followed them into that same sea, on that same ground, underneath that same wind. And Exodus 14 tells us that in the morning watch that the Lord looked down on the Egyptian army and threw them into a spirit of confusion. How many of you are ready for every enemy of your purpose to be thrown into a spirit of confusion? Come on. The chariot wheels clogged, their horses said, we not moving. Then God told Moses to stretch out his hand again, and the sea returned to its place, and the same waters that stood back for Israel came crashing down on Pharaoh's army. Not one of them survived. Do you see it? It's the same body of water. It's the same wind. It's the same wind and the same body of water, and it's the same night sky over both armies. But I want to tell you, the same wind can provide a grave for your enemies of your purpose, and that same wind can provide a highway for your deliverance. Glory to God. So I declare by faith. She said, yes, God. I said, I declare by faith, whatever has been closing in behind you, whatever's been dogging you, whatever's been chasing you down, whatever's been trying to destroy your marriage, whatever addiction it is, whatever accusation it is, whatever attack you've been under, I declare that in the mighty name of Jesus, the thing that you were convinced you had no way out of and no way through, God is about to turn that thing, and the thing that seemed to be against you is going to be the wind that opens the door for you to walk all the way through in the mighty name of Jesus. And it's going to bury what's been chasing you. I want about 500 people who are ready for plans, schemes, and strategies of the enemy to be buried by the wind of the Holy Ghost. Open up your mouth and give God a praise like he is able to do it. Come on, I feel faith rising at the beginning of this message. Glory to God. Glory be to God. Your deliverance is not just an exit. It's the end of what's been pursuing you. God, I'm about to... How many of you are ready to see an end to the thing that's been dogging you? An end to the thing that's been coming after your peace, coming after your hope, coming after your children. I take authority over it in the mighty name of Jesus. And I decree by faith in a mighty God that is on my side, that the wind of the Holy Spirit is blowing in your life. Hallelujah. And we're looking for breakthrough. Deliverance is in the wind. Hallelujah. Deliverance for you, destruction for the schemes and the plans of the enemy. Then let's move on. Numbers 11:31, it says, and there went forth the wind from the Lord and brought chicken wings. I'd have been praying for chicken wings. And brought quails from the sea, and they fell by the camp. They fell by the camp for miles in every direction. So there was deliverance in the wind. But number two, the wind brings dispensation. In other words, it brings what you need. In Numbers 11, the children of Israel are complaining. It opens up with them saying, we're tired of manna. We want some meat. They remembered the meat of Egypt, and they wept at the doors of their own tent. Moses is so overwhelmed and so overcome by their complaints that he told God, he said, I can't carry this alone anymore. There's no harvest in the desert. There's no dinner in the sand. So God sent a wind, and supper rode in on it. When God sends a wind, honey, everything you need can ride in on it. Healing can ride in on it. Joy can ride in on it. Breakthrough can ride in on it. Abundance can ride in on it. I want to see a wind blow in your life, and everything that you need blows in that wind. Come on. Glory be to God. Somebody give God a praise that everything I need is in the wind of the Lord. There's no harvest in the desert. There's no dinner in the sand. So God sends a wind, and a 10-piece and fries comes in on it. Come on, y'all, with ranch dressing. And it wasn't a light snack. When God does it, he doesn't just have to do it. It was overwhelming. It was more than enough. It was a you can't possibly eat it all in one season provision. And it didn't walk in on its own two legs. It didn't grow up from the ground overnight. It came riding in on the wind that the Lord sent. And Psalm 78 retells this moment. And God said, I caused an east wind to blow from the heavens, and by his power he brought a south wind. And the Bible said that the meat fell like dust. Here's what I am decreeing in the name of Jesus by faith, that whatever we need to get to the other side, that whatever we need to fulfill our assignment in the Lord, that whatever we need to bring this harvest in the last days, whatever we need to see our families broken through, that whatever we need, God is not the God of barely enough. I declare that God is going to send us more than enough in the mighty name of Jesus. Some of you have been enduring desert days. And it isn't that God has not been providing, but you're just ready for greater breakthrough. Do I have anybody here that's ready for greater breakthrough? I wasn't going to go here, but they got tired of the same old, same old. Sometimes you get tired of the rudimentary same old, same old. You're tired of the same talks. You're tired of the same discussion. You're tired of the same battle. You're tired of eating the same thing every day. But I've come to tell you in the name of Jesus that God's got something fresh on the menu for you and your family. God's got something fresh on the menu for this house. I declare there's things we haven't tasted yet. There's elements of him that we haven't experienced yet. I want somebody right now, if you're ready for something new, open up your mouth and say, God, I'm ready for the new thing and for the fresh thing. It's coming on the wind. It's not coming on your effort. It's not coming on your logic. It's not coming on your ability. It's coming on the wind. Cry out to the Lord and watch him bring more than enough. I've been at this a long time. I didn't just start yesterday. And I've been through a lot of deserts. None of us are desert immune. I don't care how spiritual you are. Can I find three people who are not pretenders? How many of you can say, I've served the Lord and been in the desert? I'm anointed in the desert. I've worshiped in the desert. I've preached in the desert. I've tithed in the desert. I've danced in the desert. I've given God glory in the desert. It seemed like nothing was changing, but Lord, I gave you praise in the desert. I've been in desert after desert after desert in my life. I'm talking about since I've been saved. God has taken me through dilemmas that I wish I did not have to go through. But here's what I found out. Heaven still has a fresh dispensation for every desert that I get in. Heaven still has a fresh dispensation for every desert that I face. I declare that somebody has been in a desert season, but there is a dispensation coming, and God's going to provide what you need and what I need. Is there anybody that still believes that whatever I need in my desert season, God is able to bring it in abundance? Hallelujah.
Let's try to understand the word dispensation, because dispensation is actually a very spiritual word. It literally means a divine distribution. It's something that you can't take the credit for. It's something that you weren't smart enough to produce. Help me, Holy Spirit. That they weren't good enough. They couldn't have hunted that quail. They couldn't have produced it themselves. The word dispensation means a divine distribution. It's heaven releasing exactly what the season requires, exactly when it's required. I need to say that again, precious. The word dispensation means a divine distribution. It's heaven releasing exactly what a season requires, exactly when it is required. So I need you to look at somebody, just find at least one person. I know this makes some of y'all uncomfortable, but you can talk to your neighbor. Look at your neighbor and say, in the name of Jesus, if I was you, I would go ahead and rejoice because heaven is releasing exactly what this season requires, exactly when it is required. So go ahead and praise God. Like it's coming on the wind. Joy is coming on the wind. Healing is coming on the wind. Breakthrough is coming on the wind. It's God's way of saying, whatever the moment requires, I will supply it. Glory be to God. Thank you. Make a little noise if you receive that. Come on. Some of you have been in a desert season. I've been there with you. I know what that is. And you've decided nothing is coming. You've decided it is what it is. And you have started speaking desert declarations. You've been speaking the words of the wilderness. I guess they'll never be saved. I guess my children will never turn around. I guess I'll never have a financial breakthrough. I guess I'll never see this happen in my life. I guess he can have it, but I can't. I guess I'll never be healed. I guess I'll never be delivered. I guess I'll never preach. I'll never be used by God. You have used words of the wilderness to define your life, and it's time to flip that script and begin to declare the proclamation of promises. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. With his stripes I am healed. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Somebody get the proclamation of promise in your mouth and speak the word. Glory be to God. Speak windy words. Speak words of faith over your family. Speak words of faith over your life. Stop speaking wilderness words. The same wind that carried quail into a wilderness camp can carry a fresh dispensation right to your doorstep. Oh, I'm about to get radical. Promotion is coming to your doorstep. Provision is coming to your doorstep. Revival is coming to Palatka. Come on now. I said it's coming to Palatka. I said it's coming to Putnam County. Breakthrough is coming to my doorstep.
purpose is coming to my doorstep. Restoration is coming to my doorstep. Whatever your desert season has withheld from you, God can still serve dinner in the desert. Glory to God. There can still come a win, precious lady, in your life. There can still come a win in your family, sir. What the desert withheld, the wind can deliver. And when it comes, I'm looking for more than enough. And I got 20% of the house looking with me. I said, when it comes, I'm looking for more than enough. But here's what you got to know. Get this in your spirit. It won't be early, and it won't be late. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, yeah, I got 12 church people here. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Now give God praise like he is. He really is. He really is. He really is. God's not short on wind. God's not short on purpose. God's not short on provision. And I need to speak by faith. Somebody's dinner is airborne right now. Somebody's dispensation is in the wind right now. Glory be to God. And you've come to this place where it's been an apex of stress, but God said, get ready. Dispensation is in the wind. I want to talk to you about the most important wind of all. I want to take a moment and dive here. The Bible said in Acts 2:2, and suddenly, suddenly. That's when you're not even expecting it. It's been the way it is so long that you think this is all it's ever going to be, and suddenly. Come on, y'all. I grew up, and I was a little chunky boy. Do they still have husky boys' clothes? My mama bought me husky clothes. Sears and Roebuck. Y'all don't know about that. Husky. I never wore slim. I was round. I was a round mound. Come on, somebody. And I used to play with my friends. And they would come up, you know, we'd hit each other, and then they would run. And they knew in those days I was husky. And they could outrun me because they were faster than me. But though they were faster than me, I was sudden. Y'all don't want to help me. I was sudden, meaning that I didn't forget. And when they got close to me and they thought it was over, it was only just beginning. Because I would get them, baby, and I would throw them on the ground, and I would get them in a position where I could sit down on them. And when I sat down on them, it wasn't over until it was over. The Bible said that the wind blew and clothed in tongues as a fire sat down on them, and it happened suddenly. I'm ready for the wind to blow in your life and God to move suddenly, and him to sit down in your family, sit down over your mind, sit down in your house. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Number three, there is dunamis and destiny in the wind. Dunamis is miracle working power. Who needs a miracle in your life? Who needs a miracle in your family? Before the wind ever came, they waited, but it came. 120 people gathered in that upper room. They were waiting, they were praying, and they were tarrying. The wind wasn't moving yet. The Holy Spirit hadn't been poured out yet. He hadn't been sent yet, but Jesus said it was coming, and it came. Now watch this. We're going to go deep now. The Bible says, precious, it was a rushing wind. In the Greek, it means borne along or carried. This wind that blew, it just didn't blow past the upper room. The wind picked that room up. it picked the people in the house up, and it carried them in the spirit somewhere they didn't really plan to go. It moved them in a way that they had never been moved. And I came to tell somebody today that the wind of the Spirit still moves things. It'll still move your family. It'll still move your children. It'll still move the attacks of the enemy. It'll still move the agendas of hell. It'll still move cancer out of your body. It'll still move depression off of your life. It'll still move somebody that needs the wind of the Spirit to move something in your life. Give God praise like you believe the wind is moving this thing. It'll move things for your purpose. It'll move things for your destiny. That's why we are committed to being a spirit-filled church. We are Pentecostal, full of the Holy Ghost. Okay, I got a few people that are Pentecostal. I want all the people that believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, open up your mouth and give God a shout right now. Now, if you're here and you've never been in a church like this, we'll teach on this and you'll understand more about it. But there are some of us in this room. We want the wind of the Holy Spirit to blow not only in our church, but blow in our life. Because I'm telling you, I got to have some things move. I got to have some mentalities move. I've got to have some pressure move. Jesus, help me. I've got to have some issues move. I got to have some problems move. And I can't counsel this one out. I can't figure this one out. I'm not logical enough to get a 1, 2, 3 step out of this thing. What I need is for the Holy Ghost to get in my situation and let the wind blow over my family. Let the wind blow over that doctor's report. Glory to God. So the wind moves things. That's what the Greek rushing means. But then it says mighty. And mighty is linked to our word precious, violent. In other words, and I want you to just get this in your spirit. I may let you tell your whole row. This wind moves things and removes things. Okay, that right there is worth taking 20 seconds and giving God praise that the wind not only moves things, it removes things. Come on, Palatka. Come on, Orman. Come on, live stream. If you believe that the wind is moving things and removing things, give God a praise like the wind is blowing again in my life. I feel faith in that. Precious, I said, I feel faith in that. I said, I feel faith in that. I said, I feel faith in that. Depression and doubt and fear is running out of this building right now. I feel faith rising up. I want you to look at your neighbor. I know they tell us not to do that. I don't obey any of the rules. We talk to each other here. We don't talk about each other. We talk to each other. Come on. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. Here's the word. The wind is blowing in your life. The wind is moving things and removing things. So praise him like it's already done. Praise him like it's happening right now. Praise him like God is moving and removing. He's shifting. He's changing. I'm coming out of this service with joy. I'm coming out of this service with peace. Somebody give God a praise. This wind didn't just visit the upper room. It moved the upper room. It moves things. It removes things. It's powerful. And I'm telling you, we can't manufacture that kind of wind. A man can't manufacture it. We've got a fan, and we can plug it in, and we can have a fake wind. Oh, Jesus, I better be careful. You can go to church and find a fake wind where they manufacture it. You flip it on and it blows. You flip on the sound system. You flip on the fog machine. It never surprises you because man is controlling it. And there's a lot of fan churches in America. But in the name of Jesus, I declare that we have learned that we don't want the fake wind. We want the real wind of the Holy Ghost. Let it blow in the power of the Spirit of God. Tell somebody we want the real wind. Come on. You don't plug this in. You don't schedule it in. You don't make it happen. It's got to be sent. I said it's got to be sent. Now watch this. This isn't man's wind. This is God's wind. It's a rushing mighty wind, and dunamis was on that wind. You shall receive power. It's the Greek word dunamis. It's miracle working power. It's where we get our English word dynamite. Come on. When the wind starts blowing, man, things get blasted out of your life. It'll blast, y'all, I'm gonna say too much. It'll blast fear out of your life. It'll blast same-sex attraction out of your life. It'll blast addiction out of your life. Nobody wants to help me, but I'm going to keep preaching because I love you. It'll blast compromise out of your life. How many of you are ready for a little dunamis to get in our churches again? God, send some dunamis to our young people. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Listen, it changed everything. They went up to that upper room 120 unnoticed, and they walked out unstoppable. They walked in the power that they were born to walk in. And I've come to tell you, you've not been born again to walk in fear. You've not been born again to walk in lack. I'm telling you, you've been born again to walk in the power of God. Dunamis power was in that upper room wind. Destiny was in that wind. And that same wind is still blowing today. And that wind is with us. Some of you, you've settled for waiting. You've stopped expecting. But I'm here to stir you up because it's going to blow in this room today. In fact, I say by faith, it's blowing right now. Are you ready for this? John 3:8 says this. The wind blows wherever it pleases. Jesus said it. Just plain talk. He said, the wind blows wherever it wants to blow. It blows wherever it wishes to blow. It's not summoned by force. It cannot be stopped by force. It cannot be voted on. It can't be budgeted in. It simply blows where it wants to blow. It blows where it wishes to blow. Church, hear me. Hear me today. That wind wishes to blow here. Tell your neighbor, say the wind wishes to blow here. It wishes to blow over your mind. It wants to blow over your family. It wants to blow over your marriage. It wants to blow over that argument that you keep repeating. It wants to blow all that mess out. It'll blow over your children. It'll blow over your business. It'll blow over your city. It'll blow in Palatka. It'll blow in Ormond Beach. I dare somebody right now, if you want the wind to blow, somebody give God a praise in this room. Whatever storm you're in, whatever's been resisting you, is being turned right now in this room to assist you. And here's a prophetic word. Are you ready for it? Somebody get ready. So tell your neighbor, get ready. We are standing under an open heaven. God is about to open doors and the windows, and when he does, a draft from his word is going to blow into ours. The wind is... Somebody, stand to your feet and throw up your hands and shout, the wind is... with us. Come Come on, let's make it personal. Shout, the wind is with me. Give God a shout of praise. This man's been in cancer treatment. He took his last treatment about a week and a half ago. And he's here today. And I'm declaring the wind over you, buddy. But I hadn't had you blow that thing in a while. But I think you're here. And we're going to blow it in the name of Jesus and make a pronouncement that the wind is with us. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, say, give me a little room, because I'm about to praise the Lord on another level, because there's dispensation in the wind. There's power in the wind. Come on, there's joy in the wind. You gotta get desert. You gotta get desert words out of your mouth. You gotta get the wind of the Spirit. Are you ready? Three times. With you, it's with your family, it's with your children. Come on, it's with our campuses.
I feel the Holy Spirit. I feel like this word is taking root. I'm not going to rush out of this moment. Somebody that needs it, just raise your hands and receive it right now. I need that wind in my family. I need it in my mind. I need it in my life. Here's God, I feel the Holy Spirit. I'm going to wait 1 minute, and however you got to receive it, you throw up your hands and you open up your mouth and you let the Lord know I'm serious in this moment. God, I don't want to walk out and just hear a word that's just falling by the wayside. Get this in me. What I've learned so often, come on, Court. What I've learned so often. Mm.
Shout out to the Holy Ghost. Come on. The wind is in the room. What I found out in my life is there are seasons when I row and I get so tired. Somebody's tired here today. Wave at me if you're just tired. Tired of some of this stuff you've been dealing with. I knew I heard the Lord for today. I knew I did. Logic said, man, because we got Jano married and she made me cry and it was so sweet. And then she made me party. And when they left last night, I said, you call me if he lays a hand on you. Come on, somebody. Y'all think I'm kidding? What I found out in my life is that very often I didn't have to wonder if the wind was with me. The real question was, am I with the wind? Am I with the wind? Am I at a place in my life where I want to walk in such radical surrender where I can say, Holy Spirit, I can't row anymore. I can't fix it. I can't fix these children. I can't fix my family. I can't even fix myself. So send me a wind. God will change that same wind, and that wind that has been resisting you will start assisting you. I came to tell you today, stop rowing. Put up your oars. Set your sails. Deliverance is in the wind. Destruction of every enemy of your purpose is against the wind. It's in the wind. How about this? Dinner is in the wind. Fresh provision. Dispensation is in the wind. Dunamis is in the wind. Destiny is in the wind. Slip up your hands, precious. Boy, I love you. Man, I just care for you so much. I can't even describe what you guys mean to me, what y'all mean to me in Palatka already. The wind is going to blow in your family. In fact, it's blowing right now. In your business, sir, your career, it's blowing. In your body, it's blowing. In all of our campuses, it's blowing. In every storm that you've been standing in right now, it's blowing. And I declare that the wind is with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, worshipers. The wind is with us and it's at our backs. I said the wind is with us and it's at our backs. I feel worship rising in here. Come on, we're going to worship in the Spirit. That's what that is. Paul said, I will worship in the Spirit and I will worship with my understanding. Hallelujah, the wind is blowing, the wind is blowing. If you need the wind to blow over your life, come up here right now. If you need the wind in your family, come up here right now. If you need the wind in your marriage, come up here right now. If you need the wind, you say, I got to have it, Apostle. I got to have a breakthrough. I got to see something shift. I got to see something shift. Come on, I'm not hurrying through this. There's a wind in this room right now. There's a wind online. There's a wind in Palatka right now. The wind is with us. The wind is with us. It's blowing over your family. It's blowing over your life. Whatever storm you've been in, just raise up your hands and say, Lord, let the wind blow over my mind. storm you're in, raise up your hands and say, let the wind blow. Hallelujah. I feel miracles in the room. Dunamis is in the wind. Come on, Palatka. Raise up your hands and receive it right now. If you're an altar worker, just lay hands on somebody. If I got staff up here, lay hands on somebody. Raise up your hands. Don't rush out. Let's take a minute and let's get in this word.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Show me your face, Lord. Show me your face. Then gird up my legs that I might stand in this holy place. Sing it, Corey.
Show me.
Wave your hand, come on.
Then gird up my lips that I might stand in this holy place. Show me your face, Lord. Your power.
Y'all, I feel the Lord ministering to people right now.
If I can just see,
would you mind just raising up your whole life before Him? Just say, God, I gotta see You in this.
Show me Your face.
Slip up your hands.
In this holy place.
Show me Your face.
Show me Your face, Lord. Your power and grace. I can make it to the end.
We're going to sing it one last time. And I'm going to deliver a few prophetic things I feel in my spirit. Just wave your hand. Come on, let's do it that way.
Show me Your face, Lord.
I got to see You, Jesus.
Show me Your face.
Then gird up my legs. Hallelujah.
Then gird up my legs that I might stand.
I could make it to the end. Yes, I could. Okay, I want you to hold your hands up. I feel a couple of prophetic things, and I'm going to bless you and release you. Now listen, I have nobody in this world, in this room, that I'm trying to impress. I'm trying to be obedient to the Lord. What you've got to understand is that when the Lord speaks prophetically, it's not so a man can be exalted. It's so his word can be released, and then he is glorified. I'm tired of hearing men and women rise up in a gift and act like it's about them. It never is about them. It's always about him. But I'm going to say a couple maybe dangerous things, but I feel this in my spirit. Hold up your hands, because maybe I'll find something. And if this is not for you, don't put your hands down. But this is going to be for the house before it's all said and done. I feel like the Lord said that the wind is blowing in this place, and he wants to blow lust out of this room. So I speak to every spirit of lust that is set on men and women, and I declare that there's a fresh wind blowing over your life. I declare that if you have to sell your computer, you do it. But don't you dare go back to those porn sites anymore. You need to be free. I declare that the wind of God is blowing. I feel the wind of God blowing depression out right now. Some of you have been full of anxiousness and anxiety. If you've been anxious in this last season, wave at me right now. Okay, I see it. Let the wind blow right over you. I see it over you, sister. I see it over you, brother. It's blowing right out of your mind right now. It's blowing right out of your mind right now. The wind of God is blowing out anxiousness, blowing in peace. Hallelujah. Somebody raise your hands if you receive peace. I'm ready for it, y'all. I'm just telling you. I feel like the wind wants to blow compromise out of young men and women right now. You've been trying to walk two paths, keep your feet in two worlds. But God said it's time for you to get out of the compromise world. And if you will plant your feet purely in the kingdom, everything you need will be provided. My God, the wind is blowing. Y'all, I just saw a man's t-shirt. Come up here, mister. Why you wear that t-shirt? It's the name of your school of discipleship. Yeah, oh, Pastor, I love Bishop. He's my guy. Come up here, school of discipleship, man. Don't you tell me that the Lord ain't. Where you from?
Scottsboro, Alabama.
Scottsboro, Alabama. Where's a shirt that says, like the wind? I dare you to tell your neighbor the Spirit is blowing like the wind in your life. It's blowing like the wind over your family. It's blowing like, somebody ought to take that like it's yes and amen. It's blowing like the wind in your health report. It's blowing like the wind over your children. In the name of Jesus, now slip up your hands. Did y'all receive the word today? Love you, Alabama. Alabama, thank you for coming and confirming this word. Hold up your hands. Gosh, man, you're so precious. You received today? Palatka, I pray you received today. I'm going to bless you. I'll be hanging out in the back. If you want to hang out and pray, you can do that. We went long today. But listen, y'all celebrated me for a long time. That was Anderson's fault. Come on. Am I in my key? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
Lord, turn his face toward you.
It's the last thing we do every service. Raise up your hands and receive it. Palatka, raise up your hands. You at home, raise up your hands.
The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
His face toward you.
Face toward you.
I'm going to sing it over you one last time. If you receive it, wave up your hands. Come on.
Hallelujah.
It's over you.
The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you.
You to shake hands and love people around you. I'll be in the back to meet you. Y'all keep playing. Y'all, I love you. God bless you. Palatka, I love you. God bless you.